Kedushin Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches. With a lot of nachas, a person says, Ha'omer b'ni ze mamzer. He says that his son is a mamzer. Eino neman. So he's not believed. Why? So the Rav says, because he's a karov to his son. And a karov is in kasha to be made on his son. So right off the bat, there's a few questions one can have. One is, even if he's not a karov, the Ran asks, if somebody has a cheskes kashas, one person can't come along and be made against that. We don't accept his testimony. So even if he was a regular person, not a karov, mechitesi, he's believed. So Taisyanta brings, the Gemara says, that that's dafka by somebody that's already alive. There he has a cheskes kashas. But here, we're dealing with an uber, a fetus. And since there's no cheskes kashas, had it not been the fact that he's a karov, he would have been believed. But since he's a karov, a person is not believed to say that his son is a mamzer. Vafilu shneim oimim al ha'uber should be mea mamzerhu. Einam ne'manun. Even if both the husband and the wife are saying that the child's a mamzer, and the wife has better knowledge than the husband if she had relations with anybody else, because she would know if the kid's coming from somebody else. The husband doesn't always know. Nevertheless, they're both not believed. Now, there's another thing that's coming out of this also, is when they're saying that this child is a mamzer, they're also ein odem mesim atzma rush, but they're also, at the same time, testifying that they themselves are a rasha. And then we come into the sugya of palgin and dibure, whether or not you can split up their testimony, that they can make themselves into rasha, that we don't believe them lagabe that, but we do believe them lagabe this child. Just what to think about. However, in all of these cases, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ne'manim. Rabbi Yehuda says, they are believed. Ne'manim, plural, Tosentif says, is going on the father only. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda learns in the parsha of a man that marries two women, the ahuva and the snua, the one that he loves and doesn't love, that a father has the ability and is believed to say who the bechor is. And the extra words in the pasuk there, the drasha is, it's to teach us that the father is believed and has nemanus, legabe, his son, to pasul his son. But the mother, she's not believed to pasul her son. And that which the father's believed, it's only on his son. He's not believed, legabe, anybody else, even his grandson, he's not believed. And the shaila is, why not? Why is this not any different than Eid Echad Nemen B'Isurin, like a woman says that she went to the mikvah? You don't have, she's a karov to you. But the pshat is, it's not Eidus. You don't need Eidus. Why do we have to say that you need this drush according to Yehuda, which by the way, the Rav says we paskin like, why do you need this drush anyway? So the Chonim go into that, for our intents and purposes, why Rabbi Yehuda would need a special drush, because either it's a din derabbanon, because I guess really the father would be believed, why not? Why is it any different than any Eid Echad? I guess that would make the drush just an asmachta midrabbanon. Or you can say, other achronim, I believe it's Rabbi Kiveger, says that when we come to yuchsin, that's like arayis. That's a davar sheba'erva, an ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim. Normally you need, by a davar erva, you need two witnesses. And kamashmalan, Rabbi Yehuda says, because of the xeris hakasif here, a father is believed to say that his son is a mamzer.